This is Matt Wheeler from Matt Wheeler and Vintage Heart. Welcome to a new episode of UTR's Gourmet Music Podcast.
Well, hello, my friends. Yes, this is an exciting day. This is episode 99 of the Gourmet Music Podcast. You know what that means, yeah. We're knocking on a big milestone, and coming up later in this show, we're going to share with you what we have in the works for the big 100th episode. I'm Dave Trout, glad to be with you, but I'm not alone. I have a special guest with me today who's going to co-host the show, and he gets to pick out all the music. I became familiar with the music of Matt Wheeler several years ago, probably about 5 years ago or so, and our paths have been crossing ever since. At that time, he was a part of a band called Matt Wheeler and Vintage Heart. They hail from Pennsylvania, and I just sort of got to know him. In fact, one of the very last house concerts that I hosted at my house right before the pandemic in early 2020 was Matt Wheeler was one of the artists at that. And then in 2021, Matt was a part of our White Owl Music Fest, which happened in Tennessee. And then shortly after that became a member of our Song RX writing team. And he's been contributing Song RX songs and devotional thoughts on a regular basis, which has been super helpful and kind. And most recently, just this last fall of 2023, he was a part of one of the Rich Mullins Hello Old Friends events that we did. And I should mention, he recorded on the Work Tapes project as well, which UTR and Old Bear Records helped to release in 2023. It's so great to have Matt with us as our special guest today. He's going to share some of the songs that have been meaningful to him in recent years. But we're also going to bookend the show with a couple of Matt Wheeler songs, so you get to know his music a bit better. In 2023, he released a new project called A Hard History of Love. And Matt, why don't you step on in, because I want to ask you about that first. And so we're going to hear one of your songs from that project. So first, tell us just a little bit about that project and what was the kind of the theme and the inspiration behind it.
So I tend to write songs that are based on works of literature. This particular album is based on a series of short stories by my favorite living author, Wendell Berry. I recognize it's kind of niche, but it's like getting a chance to introduce listeners to a friend, someone whose work I really, really enjoy. To be clear, I haven't met him in person, but yeah, so basically, like, these are snapshots from the lives of characters within the fictional world of Port William. It's basically like, you know, a literary version of the town where Wendell Berry still lives.
Cool. Well, let's start the show with the song 1934. This is from the album A Hard History of Love. Here's our guest today, Matt Wheeler.
Week after Thanksgiving, one cool November morn, I was braced against the snow, late 1934. The path home over Cotman Ridge, wagons strained with corn, the horse's breath in clouds of white, the dream of getting warm. The two appeared as made of wind, a stranger and his son, poorly dressed against the weather, two hunched and ragged souls. In so pleasant a place, you don't expect to see a boy so solemn for his age, and a weathered man who turned and barely nodded when I'd say, have you a home? We arrived at home and table. My wife brought biscuits and beans. They applied themselves, not looking up, from the boy still not a peep. It happened I spilled the buttermilk, the whole environment changed. The boy laughed a free and hearty laugh, and we all did the same.
Song 1934 is by our guest co-host today, Matt Wheeler. Great to have you here, Matt. And you're picking out the music, so I'm going to put this into your capable hands. Who are we going to hear from first?
One song I'd love to highlight is the Jonathan Ogden song Keeper. It's from his Future Forever project. You might have recognized his name. He's not the Hall of Fame offensive lineman from the NFL who has the same name. He's British and considerably smaller than that other gentleman with the same name. But he was a principal songwriter and frontman for Rivers and Robots for years. And his solo stuff is so thoughtful. A lot of times he'll incorporate scripture directly. Like if you take the song Keeper that we'll hear, there's scriptural themes, but it's married with this really beautiful piano line but also this dancey beat. Like he has this way, he's been leaning more into the electronic part of what he's doing with this project, with Future Forever. Lloyd's has some other works that's more acoustic. Anyway, this is the opening track for Future Forever. And I understand he uses it as how he starts his live shows, at least around the time of the release, as he's been touring it. And I feel like when I listened to it the first time, it was like I enjoyed it, but like as I've listened to the album more and more, it tends to be the one, like I'm listening to one track from Future Forever, this is the one I'm going to, and it's beautiful and life affirming and driving too.
I lift my eyes up, I look to the one my help comes from, the maker of heaven, the one shining bright.
Yeah, that's really good stuff. Okay, Matt, what song is queued up for us next?
So one songwriter I've gotten to know a bit over the last few years is Zane Vickery. He has a way of, a kind of psalm-like way of taking the difficulties and mess and all the struggles he's been through. He's been through many, including a pretty serious car accident in the fairly recent past, and being able to spin them into something really intriguing and beautiful, even in its own kind of rugged and jagged way, which that's why it reminds me of some of the Psalms. So it's just remarkably raw and honest. So the specific song I'd like to point out here is called "Is There Room Enough for Me?"
Where is refuge in a levee? Where is shelter in the sea? Is there strength within a sinner? Is there room enough for me?
Thank you. Keep it here for the best songs you've never heard. Hi, this is Joy Ike, and this is your home for gourmet music.
Can't take anymore. In my head, it plays like a broken record. How many? How can I? Why is it me all the time? How many? How can I? Why is it me all the time? Won't fix anything. All that works is the love that you bring. Oh, you say I can't take anymore. In my head it plays like a broken record. And you say, how many, how can I, and why is it me all the time? How many, how can I, and why is it me all the time? Slow your breathing. No more scheming. Quick competing. Just love.
That's a great pick, but I can't take credit for it. Matt Wheeler is our guest co-host. He's picking out all the music today. So, Matt, what did we just hear?
The song Wearing Love might be the best work I've heard from my fellow Pennsylvanian and musical ally, Joy Ike. And it really, it puts hands and feet on what it means to follow Christ, and like what that looks like in everyday life. You know, we're loved, and so we should wear that love in front of other people and toward them.
Yeah, that's really good. Well, let's keep the music going, man.
So one band that I've heard, I've been reminded of because of the work of UTR Media, is Burlap to Kashmir. You know, their Mediterranean high energy sound. And I mean, I can't say I really heard much in Christian music or otherwise that's very similar. And they have so many great songs that we could choose from. I thought of Treasures in Heaven. Of course, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth is wonderful too. I'd say that my favorite, though, is one of their slightly more recent songs, Orchestrated Love Song. Like, that is just such a good song to just, like, put on and turn up, and I think the listeners will enjoy that.
I shed are tears of gold, and you, these seeds we sow, they cry for the rain. In silence we watch them grow, and I want to live on a boat and sail away with my children. Hits the sky. You, I love you so. These tears I shed are tears of gold, and you, the ocean. Treated love song. Her opera tones ring on and on and on and on and on. And I wanna live on a boat and sail away with my children. I wanna live on a boat and sail away with my children, where the ocean hits the sky. Hey, hey, sky. You know I love you. And as they say, the sky is blue. It'll keep with the weather, and it's true. What they say about the ocean is mysterious and it's dark. It'll keep us together. Sky. Hey. Hey. Sky.
is your will and is your way. I wanna be grateful, grateful. Don't let me miss a single gift that you have given me. I wanna be grateful.
So lovely. That's a good one. Thank you, Matt, for picking it out. Tell us what we heard and, you know, just why it's meaningful to you.
I find in my walk with Jesus that two of the things that are most helpful to center me are gratitude and worship. And they usually go hand in hand. And I came across the Morgan Harper Nichols song Grateful some years ago. And I think it's one of those songs that helps to help to encourage listeners. It certainly encouraged me to take that posture of gratitude. It helps get the focus off of ourselves and see the goodness that God has given us all around us.
Definitely true. Well, good job so far, Matt. You're doing great picking out the music, and we've got a whole second half of the show for you to pick some more songs. And I'm excited you told us that you're going to reveal to us your all-time favorite song in the second half, so that'll be fun. So Matt, just hang tight. We've got a couple quick announcements and we'll get back to playing some more of your picks in just a few minutes. But one thing that we teased at the beginning and we will share with you now is that on the next episode of the Gourmet Music Podcast, it will officially be episode 100. Woo! So to celebrate the milestone, on the next episode, I'm going to be playing 100 songs. Okay, just joking. That would be somewhat awful because, let's see, 100 songs. I think that would be about 6 hours of nonstop music. So it would be the longest podcast in history. Okay, not true. But here we are going to kind of scour through the archives, and I am going to hand select some of my personal all-time favorites that we have featured in the first 100 episodes, kind of the cream of the crop, the best of the best. What were some that just really stood out to me over the course of the last 100 episodes? And we'll just share a bit of history and some fun facts about this podcast as well. So if you're brand new to the show, you kind of get a little bit of a catch you up to speed kind of show on the episode 100. So we're looking forward to that. And I actually know what we're going to do for episode 101 as well. Because for the last little bit, we've been hearing song picks from our critics panel, from Matt Wheeler today, as well as, you know, my personal favorite picks next episode. So 101, we're going to be featuring your favorite picks. Yes, it's going to be an all listener request episode. The reason why we tell you right now is because put in your request right now. Just tell us the songs or artists that you want to hear featured on episode 101. And you can do that through our email address, gourmetmusicpodcast@gmail.com. The email is listed in the show notes if you didn't catch that. But for now, don't go anywhere. We're going to continue with more of the 99th episode with Mr. Matt Wheeler, who is our special guest co-host. We're going to hear more of his song picks, and we'll close out the show with another one of his songs, too. So keep it right here on the Gourmet Music Podcast. Be right back.
He's a Grammy Award-winning producer, songwriter, author, and podcast host. We're talking about Charlie Peacock. And we are celebrating Charlie in UTR's latest contest. Win his brand new book, a vinyl reissue, rare coffee mug, and an autographed CD. Enter to win for free at utrmedia.org or click the link in today's show notes.
This podcast is sponsored by the new single by Dustin Starks. What Remains is a new anthem of hope and perseverance by indie singer-songwriter Dustin Starks. You can find it now on Spotify, Apple Music, and all music platforms, or in the link in today's show notes.
This podcast is sponsored by the latest release from Dove Award-nominated artist Andrew Greer.
When nothing's left, there is love.
Songs from the Dark is a collection of new, original songs by Andrew Greer, full of prayerful expectation.
For one sign of life.
Songs from the Dark by Andrew Greer is released by Old Bear Records and is available now on Spotify and all music platforms.
Bye.
yeah, that song takes me back. Wow, so good. It's over a quarter century old. Yes, it is. Richard Smallwood and Vision with the song Total Praise, that released in 1996. Wow. And Matt Wheeler is our guest co-host today on the Gourmet Music Podcast, episode 99. I'm Dave Trout. And hey, thank you for joining us as well. And I got to ask you, Matt, that's a surprise pick. So what is your connection to that one?
I came across it the first time, probably only a few years ago. And then for an event at the college where I was working with some of my fellow employees, we decided to do our version of the song. And I was, it's such an epic song, like from the crescendo and the build, like it really, like, it's like takes your hand and it invites you, like, hey, we have an amazing God who does amazing things. Let's all worship him together. And that might sound like kind of trite, but it totally isn't.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree. You've been doing such a great job so far picking out the music, and looking forward to what else you have for us. So let's dive into your next pick.
Back in 2020, during the decade that was that year, or at least it felt like it, one of the artists that was a soundtrack, like his work was a soundtrack for me, was John Guerra. I also recently had a chance to meet him kind of unexpectedly, and he seems like just a really good man. But he also, like, his last, well, particularly Keeper of My Days, that's one that released in 2020, was one that I listened to a lot. And I was home and working from home a lot, and had a chance to listen to a lot of music while I worked. And John Guerra's music, he's characterized it, his recent work, you know, a couple of albums here, including Keeper of Days, that's the name of it, Keeper of Days. He basically does devotional Monday morning music instead of like the corporate Sunday morning music. And so his album Ordinary Ways has a song called My Transfiguration, which I recently got to hear him play live. And he has such a way of like doing really unusual and interesting things musically that really complement is very thoughtful devotional music. And so I'd love for the listeners to get a taste of that.
God, am I alive when my love is paralyzed? This is my civilization. Teach me how to pray. This is my transfiguration. To receive all things as grace, whether toil or joy or pain, could you teach me how to
transfiguration.
this is Ellie Holcomb. Keep it right here, and you've found the home for gourmet music.
We all fall down, we get banged up, but the scars show how love heals us. Don't you look back, lift your head up, shake the dust off, tell me what love's made of. I can't hear you. Can't hear you. Breathing our lungs, beating our hearts. It's a brand new.
Fun one there. Tell us, Matt, why you picked out that song.
So when I think of songs that are they're just buoyant and encouraging to get a day started, I mean, not ironically, the song called Brand New Day, it's from Ellie Holcomb's Canyon album, and it's lovely, and I think it'll want you to get up and start moving and will encourage you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, all right, you teased us earlier. You were going to share with us your all-time favorite song. So I think now's a good time for that.
When I think of my favorite songs ever by anyone, the song Calling Out Your Name by Rich Mullins is very close to the top. It might be at the top as we record this. And anyone who listens to my music, like my song Wonder of It All, for instance, we'll hear how... I enjoy the kind of assigning human features to nature, anthropomorphism, of course, would be the term for it. But Paul Simon does it amazingly well in some of his songs. Rich Mullins, this song is a masterclass in that. We hear about all creation crying out and praising God, and this is about the best statement of that I've ever heard, and. I really love it. I've had the chance to contribute this to Rich Mullins' tribute concert, and I love it, and I just want to share it with you all.
Danced on Jacob's stairs. There is the silence in the Badlands, and over Kansas the whole universe was still. By the whisper of a prayer, the whisper of a prayer. And the single hawk burst into flight, and in the east the horizon is in flame. And I feel the thunder in the sky, I see the sky about to rain, and I hear the prairies calling out your name. Tremble beneath the rumbling of the buffalo hooves, and the fury in the pheasant's wings, and there's fury in the pheasant's wings. And it tells me the Lord is in his temple, and there is still a faith that can make the mountains move, and a love that can make the heavens ring. And I've seen love make heaven ring, where the secret rivers meet beneath the shadow of the keeper of the plains. I feel the thunder in the sky, I see the sky about to rain, and I hear the prairies calling out your name. Whoa. Time may never know, a time may never know, how the Lord takes by its corners this whole world and shakes us forward and shakes us free, to run wild with the hope, to run wild with the hope. The hope that this thirst will not last long, the thunder in the sky, I see the sky about to rain, and I hear the prairies calling out your name. And I know this thirst will not last long, that it will soon drown in a song not sung in vain. And I feel the thunder in the sky, I see the sky about to rain, and with the prairies I am calling out your name.
Yeah, such a classic. Great pick, Matt. Really appreciate that. And it looks like we have time for one more song pick for at least your special song pick section. And then after that, we will feature the title cut of your 2023 project, A Hard History of Love, to kind of wrap up the hour. So before we get to that, what one more song did you want to pick out?
The song What a Savior, Psalm 65, is one of the songs from a Psalms project by my friend Melanie Waldman, a musical ally. And a lot of people have recorded songs that are based on the Psalms or musical settings for Psalms. But this song in particular, I feel like, is just such a feel-good track. I recognize not everything in the Psalms is that, but when it's set against all of the difficult stuff, like in Psalm 88 and the difficulty and the valley the writer is in, that, you know, the same psalmists could also come across with something like Psalm 65, you know, where, you know, marveling at what a wonderful Savior we have. I think it's beautiful. And I think that's part of what attests to the truth of it. And so the song What a Savior, Psalm 65 by Melanie Waldman, I think is a great example of that.
God in Zion, we come before you with our hearts and hands raised high. If you hear us, won't you come now? Lord, we're anxious for reply.
to you and stand in awe. You are righteous like a loving father. We your children lodge nearby. What a jaw drop. How astounding. At your greatness we must cry.
To the hurt of this whole hurt world. In tenderness, she dressed the wounds of this bleeding neighbor, the hurt man, the look of all things badly hurt. In the black of her mourning, for the three she had lost before, she restored. And this was a part of a country of trust. And this was a part, a membership of flesh and blood. And this was a part belong to the deliverance of a hard history of love. In wonderment, her little boy looked on and knew what he would learn all his life. In wonderment, felt the love and loss and cost of a darkness shot through with light. In the black of her mourning, for the three she had lost before, she restored. This was a part of a country of trust. And this was a part, a membership of flesh and blood. And this was a part, and belonged to the deliverance of a hard history of love. A hard history. History of love.
Yeah, that's the title cut of the 2023 project by our special VIP guest co-host today, Matt Wheeler, A Hard History of Love. We're going to link to Matt's music in the show notes today so you can dig a little bit deeper. But a huge thank you to Matt for joining us, for hanging, and for sharing all of these excellent song picks. That was a lot of fun. In fact, the last song you heard him pick, a Melanie Waldman song, What a Savior, I just want to mention that features Waterdeep on that track. And yeah, we're big Waterdeep fans around here, so had to mention that. But you can actually see the list of all the songs that were featured on today's episode in the show notes, and anything we mentioned that has a link to it, you can find those links in the show notes. So also throw us your song requests. The email for that is gourmetmusicpodcast@gmail.com. And we're going to try to fit in as many as we can on episode 101, which is coming up in 2 episodes. And yeah, next time we're going to be hanging out and celebrating the 100th episode of the Gourmet Music Podcast. It'll be a lot of fun. Hope you'll join us then. A big thank you to our UTR support team. These are friends who are just like you, but really help to sustain what we're doing as a nonprofit work. They invest just on a monthly basis and just kind of help us keep the lights on, as well as produce shows like this. And then we can release them for free to you, so we don't have to, like, you know, try to charge you money for it or put it behind a paywall or anything like that. Which is remarkable. So thank you, friends. Thank you to the support people. And hey, if you would like to join that team, there's room for you. We would love that. You could check out the info at our website, utrmedia.org. All songs featured on this episode are with permission or under fair use provisions. And if you do go to our website, we encourage you to also check out our latest listener contest. It's a chance for you to win a very cool set of items celebrating Charlie Peacock, award-winning producer, songwriter, just thought leader in the music industry. So you can click on that to enter for free. And Charlie and his wife, Andy Ashworth, just released a brand new book through Thomas Nelson Publishing. It's called Why Everything That Doesn't Matter Matters So Much. And we have a fantastic book review of that book on our website right now. So check it out. And other than that, we are just so grateful for your time and attention and for hanging out with us. And we'll talk to you on episode 100 of the Gourmet Music Podcast. I'm Dave Trout, and this has been a production of UTR Media, an independent, listener-supported nonprofit ministry in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and online at utrmedia.org.
Lara, don't you let them get your head down. They don't know a thing about the rain clouds. They don't even know which way the wind's bound. So how could they know your name?
The Arcadian Wild presents Wild Bison, a new free festival on the campus of Lipscomb University in Nashville, Saturday, March 23rd, from noon to 8 p.m. 12 bands, art, film, fashion, conversations, and more. Featuring sets by The Arcadian Wild, Taylor Lenhart, Nordista Freeze, Hello Darling, Jack Thompson, Downriver Collective, O Jeremiah, River and Rail, Johnny, Ava Poling, Logan Bennett, Elena Clement, and more. Wild Bison, presented by The Arcadian Wild, Lipscomb University's College of Entertainment and the Arts, Red Dog Productions, and True Tunes. Wild Bison. Catch it.
They don't know your name.